Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast. This is where we highlight the top news stories and blogs that have appeared in the Storage Media Group website. I'm Ellen O'Brien. I'm going to speak with Dave Raffo, our senior news editor, to get started. He's going to talk about this week's top story, and a little later, Fran Sales, our site editor, will wrap up this week's headlines. Dave, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, Dave, we look forward to talking to you each week. This week, the hot story is about HP. It's extended its store once dedupe to scale out disk backup. Tell us exactly what that means.
Yeah, HP has taken store once backup dedupe technology. It's had a couple of years, but basically had used it only in small entry-level disk backup products. What it did this week was put it in a larger disk backup product called the B6200 Store Once Backup System, which scales to 192 terabytes. So it's a pretty big system. And it's a scale-out system that lets customers add disk as they go along without having to migrate to a completely different system. And the other thing HP did was add a Store Once dedupe agent to its data protector backup application, which I think was about the only backup software product left on the planet that didn't support any deduplication.
So you had a great line in today's story, I thought. For the most part, you wrote, HP has watched the first wave of dedupe from the shore. What does this mean from a competitive standpoint for them? Who are they going after with this?
Well, EMC is the backup dedupe king. They have Data Domain, which is the disk product and by far the market leader in deduplication. Data Domain, as an independent company, was the first to really cash in on backup dedupe. They had it working well before anybody else, and EMC bought them. And now EMC sells that product. And EMC also bought a company called Avamar, which did dedupe software on the source. It's like a backup software product with dedupe. So between those two, EMC has a pretty good lock on the market. So HP is going after them. If you ask HP, their advantage is that they use the same code, the same algorithms now in Data Protector and Store Once, so they have the same dedupe from the source to the target, so data doesn't have to be rehydrated and chained, deduped again as it goes from one system to another. So, HP with this is proving they're serious about deduplication. The next stage, which I don't know how far out, they won't really give a timeline on it, but what they're going to try to do next is put this dedupe technology into primary storage. But seems like they're a bit a ways away from that right now.
All right, so finally, talk to me about how this strategy compares to Dell's plans for dedupe.
Well, it's similar to Dell, except for, HP is starting on the backup side, which most people do with dedupe. Dell last year bought a company called Ocarina, which sold the compression appliance, which is a little bit different than dedupe. They have since extended their technology. They're now doing deduplication. Dell has added, that was for primary deduplication, and Dell has added primary dedupe to its DX object-based storage system. And the Dell people say they are fairly close. Early 2012, they expect to have dedupe built into their Compellent and Equalogic SAN products. And then they will probably also add it to file server products and maybe application servers, but then the ultimate stop for them is also a backup system. So, both companies are looking to have dedupe across the board, the same dedupe code in primary and secondary storage. They're going about it a little bit different just from a standpoint of which products, which side of the house they're rolling it out on first.
Dave, thanks so much for joining us. We look forward to speaking with you next week.
I look forward to being back next week.
Okay, I'm going to pass it off to Fran Sales right now, and also remind you that if you want to hear more about HP's big announcement this week, you can check out searchdatabackup.com.
Thanks, Alan. In other storage headlines this week, the Non-Volatile Systems Laboratory at the University of California at San Diego has been studying emerging non-volatile memory technologies' impact on enterprise data storage systems. SearchStorage.com reported that the lab has built a prototype phase change memory drive, and tests have shown that enhancements need to be made to storage system software and design before PCM can live up to its potential. The Storage Soup blog had news about speculation surrounding NetApp's search for backup acquisition, with a Bloomberg story pointing to Commvault and Quantum as its main targets. The hype from Wall Street analysts have surfaced in the wake of NetApp's failed attempt to buy Data Domain in 2009. Also from the Storage Soup blog, Brocade reported $40 million in revenue from its 16-gig FC switches in the vendor's earnings results call last week. Brocade execs said that customers are upgrading to these switches at a faster pace than they did with 8 and 4 gig switches. And finally, SearchCloudStorage.com had details about the University of Southern California's private storage cloud, with 8.5 petabytes of digital archives spread over two sites. USC teamed with Nervonix to set up the USC Digital Repository, which uses the Nervonix Private Cloud Storage Archiving Service, and which will be open to external customers who want to digitize physical content or move digital content into a secure archive. Thanks again for listening to our headlines for the week. Be sure to tune in next week, and as always, you can find all the latest data storage news, trends, and analysis by checking out searchstorage.com, searchdatabackup.com, searchcloudstorage.com, and our Storage Soup blog at itknowledgeexchange.com.